culture.
Backstory: Art of Controversy. A struggle over Philip Guston's paintings and artistic freedom ends in triumph.
Probably the only thing one can really learn, Philip Guston eventually concluded, is the capacity to be able to change. The modern artist's fate, he said, was constant change. As a painter, he embraced that fate, and in posterity, his work has proved both an index of change and a challenge to it. A new show in Boston charts his restless genius. It is also the canvas for a struggle over art's freedom and obligations, and the contested balance between them. Twice, Guston, who died in 1980, made a reputation and gave it up. First, as a figurative artist and muralist in the 1930s and 1940s, next by plunging into abstraction with his friend Jackson Pollock and other mid-century American pioneers. Boldly, he returned to figuration in the late 1960s, dwelling on banal yet somehow uncanny objects, light bulbs, bricks, boots. He painted heads, distorted or half-submerged, and he made a series of paintings of triangular hooded figures that recall the Ku Klux Klan. When first exhibited in 1970, these caused an art world scandal, not because of the imagery or Guston's right to use it, but over the brashly cartoonish technique. A retrospective staged in 2003-04 passed without uproar. But in 2020, in the ferment after the murder of George Floyd, the organisers of the then upcoming new show quailed at Guston's motifs and themes. The director of the National Gallery of Art in Washington, where it was due to open first, said he had appropriated images of black trauma. The problem implicitly was both what Guston painted and who he was. Well, who was he? The son of Jewish refugees from Odessa, he changed his name from Goldstein to evade anti-Semitism. The Klan was active in the Los Angeles of his youth, and his early work also evoked its crimes alongside other fascistic atrocities. He turned away from abstraction in part out of an enduring sense of political duty. What kind of man am I, he felt in the 1960s, sitting at home, reading magazines, going into a fury about everything, and then going into my studio to adjust a red to a blue.